What people don't realize is that there's been a war for 4 years. They fought a war down through Sudan and Ethiopia and into Somalia. And then they tell us in the news that there's been a terrible drought and 250,000 people have died. When in fact, what had happened is that all the food supply and all the water supply was basically wiped out. And so they're left to die in the desert because now they're going and developing the oil fields in this new country created, South Sudan. And then when it comes to war crimes using weapons of mass destruction. I mean, the depleted uranium-lined Hellfire missiles, and this is a fact, they're fired from Predator and Reaper drones. They deliver at least 10 kilograms of depleted uranium, which permanently contaminates the target areas. So when you go back in there, you're guaranteed, if you spend too much time, to get some form of horrific cancer that will kill you between 10 and 15 years. That's how poisonous this stuff is. And we've got a lot of our soldiers around this stuff that are dying, but they don't talk a lot about it. It's like our generation's Agent Orange. I call him Obama the odious. Then you've also got these secret kill lists by Obama. You've got the legal wars in Libya and elsewhere. You've got, he started the covert war in Yemen and basically deposed another leader in that country.